Does the amount of debt in your business keep you up at night? I get it.
It might feel really overwhelming, but it's reported that over 70% of businesses in the United States have outstanding debt. It's okay, but let's figure out how to get you out of it. The Rise Out of Debt Masterclass that I am teaching will be your lifeline. It's a free masterclass where you'll discover proven strategies to help you pay off debt and transform your inventory-based business into a profit powerhouse. This is your chance. Don't let debt hold you back any longer. All you have to do is head to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/rise to sign up for Rise Out of Debt. I can't wait to see you at this masterclass where I will show you how to have a debt-free boutique. See you there.
Okay, tell me if this is you. You're in a boutique or retailer community. You ask a question or you see a question posted that says like, how do I track my finances? What do I do with my accounting for my boutique, my retail business? All the answers tend to be read profit first, read profit first, read profit first. Now, I love profit first, but it doesn't work for boutique owners. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go through exactly why it doesn't work, what you can do to change it. And I think whether you've read profit first or you've been intending to read profit first, everything in this video is going to help you use it better, use it differently. And actually, I'm going to tell you a better system so that you can have a more profitable boutique business.
Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place.
Okay, let's get into profit first. So really quickly, let me talk to you about what profit first is. Profit First is a book written by Mike Michalowicz. It's a lovely book. It sold a lot of copies. And essentially what he teaches you is how to take the money that you make in your business and divvy it up by percentages to have savings. So he basically says, okay, you've made $100,000 in your business. You're going to take 20% of that, put it towards operating expenses. You're going to take 10% of that, put it towards taxes. You're going to take this percentage, right? And what I think is that his percentages work really well, and it still doesn't work for boutiques. But the system of taking your revenue and divvying it up by percentage at the end of the day for the bank account so that you know you always have money, it's incredibly helpful for product sellers, retailers, and boutique owners because we have slow times. We have moments in our business that are naturally going to move slower. So by keeping these accounts and keeping them steady by percentage, on your good months, you'll end up with more savings. And on your not so good months, you'll be able to dip into those savings. So I love the system. I just don't agree with kind of how it shakes out when you have a product-based business where you own inventory. Let's talk a little bit more about that. I am so sick of seeing people just give the blanket advice of like, read profit first, implement profit first. Like, first of all, you're running a business. Okay. The books you read, like Profit First, it can be hard to get through. Now, I don't want this video to be negative about Profit First because I believe in it. I believe in the system. I believe in the ideas. And of course, the motivation behind why the author actually wrote this book. What I've found though is that people giving this blanket advice in groups or in communities that they're in with other retailers, that's not an answer, first of all. And then you're saying to me, oh my gosh, I need to go read a book and then implement the book. That's a lot of work, especially when you're actively running your business, right? You might have an accountant that can kind of help you with it, but maybe you don't even. Maybe you're doing a lot of the accounting yourself. Like, I want to just say first and foremost, like why it doesn't work is because it's difficult. It's hard. It's hard to read the book. It's hard to implement it. We have a lot of other things going on. So take the shame out of being like, oh, I've been meaning to read it, or it's in my stack, or it's on my Audible, but I read the Audible, but I haven't done, like, a lot. It's a lot, okay? And it's okay if you haven't tried to implement it. It's okay if you haven't. I mean, I'm hoping that because you found this, that you've been researching it and you know about it, right? But I also want to tell you, even if you have read it, even if you have implemented it, and it is kind of working for your business, there are very specific things with a product-based business that the book does not address. Now, side note, there is also a book called Profit First for e-commerce. I've read that book. I enjoy that book. I think it's written by a really brilliant person. I also think that it's geared a lot towards Amazon sellers, and boutique owners, retailers are not necessarily Amazon sellers. So I think that while you can use a lot of that training, I still don't think it accurately represents a business that owns inventory, is selling inventory, and is quickly turning that inventory. That's the difference, right? We in boutique land over here selling our products, right? We are always having to deal with what's trending, what we can get, right? What's available for us, how quick it's going to ship, and how quick we're selling it. All of those factors are like popping into our head all the time. So to implement like an envelope system or the profit first method, where you basically break everything out into percentages from your revenue, can be so hard to execute because you're constantly paying bills. You're constantly getting deposits from sales. The deposits are up, down, all around, and they're like happening daily, okay? Like if you are resonating with this, please comment below. Say, Emily, I get it. I'm trying to do it, but it feels very complicated and I have not hacked it. I just can't actually do it. If that's you, tell me in the comments below and tell me where you're getting stuck. So maybe I can make some more videos around how to get you unstuck from that part, okay? So specifically for an inventory-based business, meaning you are there, you're buying inventory, you're bringing it in to wherever you're storing it, and then you're selling and shipping that inventory, or maybe you're selling it through a brick and mortar storefront or a pop-up. Any of these methods, it's just going to be more difficult for you to implement profit first because the way that that system is set up is such that every 2 weeks you take your deposits and you pay your bills and you split everything out and you move it to the bank accounts. We're getting deposits every day. Again, we're getting processed shipping every single day. It is a lot to manage. So you have to stay on top of everything so much. By and far though, the absolute biggest issue and why profit first really doesn't work great for product businesses is because of that inventory. That complicated inventory is not factored into the percentages in profit first. Now, it is a little bit in the e-commerce side, right? They do have a chapter on inventory. Again, I just think it's a little different. And I think that as someone who's like, I can either order things 6 months out or 6 weeks out or 6 days out, and I'm constantly moving inventory, selling it. When you have the inventory piece of it, trying to implement it with the accounting side of your business is where a lot of people get stuck. So profit first is an accounting system, okay? So it's like after you've sold things, after you've billed out, after you've made money, but with a boutique, with a retailer, we have this other area that's inventory. Inventory is getting paid for by us and by our customers, and we're constantly flipping that inventory, okay? So there's a whole inventory piece before you can deal with profit first that has to be dealt with. And that's the bigger piece of it. That's where I see so many people mess up. And that's why, like, you can't even implement profit first because you don't even really have enough juice or money to put into those percentages, right? So this is where you're getting stuck. You are making sales in Shopify, on Etsy, wherever your POS system is, right? You're making sales there. But what we're actually talking about with profit first is your bank account. So what happens when the money moves from Shopify or Etsy over to your bank account? First of all, there's money that gets taken out in the middle. Where does that go? How much is that? How much is getting taken off in fees and all the things you have to pay for? Like if you have a Shopify capital loan, that's getting taken out of it, right? So even from just making your sales in your POS system all the way then to the money getting to your bank account, you've already lost money somewhere, somehow. And then it's getting to our bank account and we have to worry about sales tax. That's something that a lot of service-based providers, or like really what profit first was written for, they don't have to deal with collecting sales tax for their state, right? Or their county or their province. We do as boutique owners, right? And the sales tax rate could be different by state, right? It's honestly, a boutique business, a retail business is incredibly complicated. And to just give the advice, go read profit first, is awful. It is negligent, honestly. And I think at the end of the day, we all have to come to terms with the idea that profit first is a great system. Separating your money into percentages, basing it on, you know, being able to have enough money to pay yourself, pay your taxes, do all that is awesome. But the reality of the way it's playing out in boutique land is not the way that we're seeing it portrayed from profit first testimonials, okay? That is the biggest difference. And maybe this will land on Mike Michalowicz's screen and he'll say, call me up and say, Emily, would you write this for boutiques? And I would say, yes, absolutely, let's do it. Because I genuinely think that we're missing the mark somewhere. There is a disconnect between the sales that you're making and how it's moving down the line to your bank account and ending up being profit. I just think that we're getting confused somewhere in the middle. So here's what I want to tell you. If you want to make more profit in your boutique business, in your retail business, we can do it. Where is it going to come from though? Your inventory. It's going to come from your inventory. It's going to come from your margins, your sell-through, and your sales. It's not going to come from profit first. Can we float it through profit first at the end? Yes, totally. But we have to deal with your inventory first. And that is what I teach in my courses, in my educational platform. I have an awesome new class called Profit Power Tools that I think everyone who sells products should take. And this is one of the processes that I walk you through. I walk you through how to take your inventory, manage it so you're making a profit on that side, and then we're flowing it through your bank account. We're flowing it through QuickBooks or Wave or an accounting software to where you actually do make a profit in your bank account, right? Because that's different. Those two things need to work together. That's what I teach. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Are you tired of your retail business barely breaking even? Imagine transforming your product-based business into a profit powerhouse with my newest program, Profit Power Tools. My step-by-step, template-driven system will immediately find more profit in your current business so that you can pay down debt, be confident in your cash flow, and pay yourself a salary. With detailed training, plug-and-play templates, and fill-in-the-blank spreadsheets, dealing with your finances has never been so simple. Think about it. No more stressing over numbers. Just clear, actionable steps to ensure every dollar works for you. You'll learn the exact strategies to pay for your inventory, cover your salary, and generate consistent cash flow. Plus, my mindset tools will absolutely rewrite your money habits, giving you the confidence to finally see a positive bank balance. One of our clients, Rhonda, said, I added $70,000 in net profit in just 12 months with the tools from this program. It has completely changed my business. Stop avoiding dealing with the numbers. Let me help. Profit Power Tools is a gentle deep dive into a personalized plan to make your business more profitable in 6 months or your money back. Visit boutiquetrainingacademy.com/power-tools to learn more about the program and sign up today. We'll put the link in the show notes too. Can't wait to see you inside the program.